Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Hearing that school bell, you know what to do. Get your Bible. And this time turn to the 67th Psalm. I'll read that psalm in just a moment. I've read it a couple of times in the last few days, and I want to read it again because it's the focus of our Sunday school lesson on the missionary message of the Psalms, showing how that the writings and the book of the Psalms that were given by the Holy Spirit of God anticipated the gospel going forth into all the world and all the nations of the earth being blessed when they hear, believe, and obey the gospel of Christ. And so that's the focus of our study in these Sunday school lessons. While you're turning to the 67th Psalm, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now, our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across Mount Zion Road. And if you ever want to take just a lovely drive, leave McMinnville, go out and turn and head out toward Biola, and that beautiful road about halfway there, you'll see our meeting house, but you'll see the glory of God's beauty all the way on that side of Ben Lomond Mountain from McMinnville to Biola and back. Now, we have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sundays of November the 11th, 1923, by E. A. Elam. And so we have come to the 67th Psalm. Let me read those words to you, at least the first seven verses of that psalm. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise thee, O God, let all the peoples praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples with equity and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise thee, O God, let all the peoples praise thee. The earth hath yielded her increase. God, even our own God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That is how this psalm appears in the American Standard Version that was copyrighted in 1901. Now, let's get into the details of this psalm and of this lesson. And so, verse 1, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. God had already been gracious and merciful, and had greatly blessed the Jews in sending them home out of captivity in Babylon through Cyrus, whom he called his shepherd and his anointed for this purpose. We read about that actually in a prophecy of King Cyrus in Isaiah chapter 44, and I'm going to read Isaiah 44 beginning in verse 24 and through Isaiah 45 and verse 7. And this is written at least 100 years, really about 200 years nearly, before Cyrus came to the throne. And here is what the prophet said. Thus saith Jehovah, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am Jehovah that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth. Who is with me that frustrateth the signs of the liars and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith of Jerusalem, she shall be inhabited, and of the cities of Judah they shall be built, and I will raise up the waste places thereof. He saith to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. That saith of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even the sayings of Jerusalem. She shall be built, and of the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Thus saith Jehovah unto his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open the door before him, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the rough places smooth. I will break in pieces the doors of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasure of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that it is I, Jehovah, who call thee by thy name, even the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and for Israel my chosen, I have called thee by name. I have named thee, though thou hast not known me. I am Jehovah. There is none else. Besides me there is no God. I will gird thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am Jehovah. There is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I am Jehovah that doeth all these things. And so Jehovah God had called Cyrus by name before he was born, that he would be as a shepherd to Jehovah to lead his people and allow his people to return. And this was done under Zerubbabel the governor, in about B.C. 536. Now we read about this in the book of Ezra. Let me read to you Ezra chapter 1 in the beginning of verse 2. And here we're going to read about a man named Sheshbazzar. And that Sheshbazzar is another name for Zerubbabel. As we turn to the book of Exodus and begin reading in verse 1, it says, Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth hath Jehovah the God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whosoever there is among you of all his people, his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of Jehovah, the God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever is left in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of this place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beast, besides the freewill offerings for the house of God which is in Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 1 and verse 5. Then rose up the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, even all whose spirit God had stirred to go up to build the house of Jehovah which is in Jerusalem. And all they that were round about them strengthened their hands with the vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of Jehovah, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put in the house of his gods. Even those did Cyrus, king of Persia, bring forth by the hand of Mithridath the treasurer, and numbered them unto, here he is, Sheshbazzar. That's another name for Zerubbabel. Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them, 30 platters of gold, 1,000 platters of silver, 9 and 20 knives, 30 bowls of gold, silver bowls of a second sort, 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up when they of the captivity were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem. And then Ezra chapter 2. Now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those that had been carried away, who Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away into Babylon, that returned unto Jerusalem and Judea, every one to his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, and then he begins to list some other names that were with them, those notably among them. And so the prophecy that Isaiah made of King Cyrus allowing the people to return 200 years before it happened was done first under Zerubbabel as governor. And about 78 years later, Ezra the scribe and priest came. We read about this in Ezra chapter 7, verses 6 through 10. This Ezra went up to Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which Jehovah the God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of Jehovah his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and of the Levites, and of the singers, and of the porters, and of the Nethinim, unto Jerusalem, in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which is the 7th year of the king. For upon the first day of the 1st month began he to go up into Babylon. On the 1st day of the 5th month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had set his heart to seek the law of Jehovah, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances. And then, about 13 years later, under Nehemiah the governor, Nehemiah came. We read in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, if thy servants have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me to Judah, and unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall this journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to me to the governor beyond the river, that I may pass through till I come to Judea. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the castle which appertaineth to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house I shall enter into. And the king granted me, according to the good hand of God that was upon me. It must have been soon after the return of so many under Zerubbabel that this prayer of the 67th Psalm was uttered. At home, with so much work to do, under such great and grave responsibilities, and opposed by many bitter enemies, it was natural and right for these Jews to plead still for God's mercy and blessings and guidance. They needed both the material and spiritual blessings, both the physical and the spiritual. For God to cause his face to shine upon them was both to approve them and to guide them. We read in Psalm 4 in verse 6, many are they that say, who will show us any good? Jehovah, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. In Psalm 31, 15 and 16, many times are at thy hand, deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Set me in thy loving kindness. We'll continue this next class.